Complacency is the worst trait to have. Are you crazy? You ain't never had a woman like me. It is so sad. A man like you could be so lazy. Bitch.
Lazy.
Y'all are disgusting. I'm sorry. Welcome to another episode of
Real Spill. We can't make this up.
Ciao. We really can't make up some of the stuff that we've been through as of late.
Girl, what?
Literally, like.
Man.
I see those changes. Like, it's a lot of changes.
That's what we should have started with, for real.
Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living so I blast myself? It's tired of being poor, gosh. Even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro.
Pull
a
trigger, kill
a nigga, he's a hero. Okay. I'm done.
How are y'all doing?
That is beautiful.
You never give them a chance.
Okay. Ask again.
How are y'all doing?
Wow. I am so
idiot.
Oh my God, that is so great to hear. I really hope y'all are still celebrating your blackness, enjoying your blackness, and not being ashamed of your blackness, because what? We're black, bitch.
Black AF.
Huh.
All day, every day.
Mm-hmm. 25/8, babes.
Hmm. Wouldn't want to be anything else.
Huh. I hope y'all had a great Valentine's Day. Also, if you didn't have a Valentine's Day and you had a February 15th day, I need you to put some things in order. But that's none of my business, because you got a man and I don't. You know, you got a piece of man. It's better to have a piece of man and no man
at
all.
No, it's not.
Look, that's what Betty said, and that's what...
Betty lied to y'all.
Betty did, because, baby, if I can't have you all to me, all of me, if you can't be that...
That's 3 songs in 3 minutes, sis.
Hey, it's a world record.
3 songs in 3 minutes.
You might can do 5 and 4. You never know, you know?
Let's not. Anywho...
Yes.
I just want to say that we told y'all was going to get another episode, and we sticking to it.
Mm-hmm.
This is episode 2 in 1 month.
It is Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
February 22nd of 2022. So, it's 2-2-2-2-2-2-day. It is today. You get it? Today, and it's
today, like
2-2.
Yeah,
like 2-2-7. So like two day.
I get it.
Yeah. So it's today, you guys. I hope y'all are having a great 2-2-2. Well, I'm sorry, not even double, quadruple 2 day. Right? Is that right?
Quadruple is 4.
It's 4 twos. I said
it's
2.
5 twos.
Because I said 2, then quadruple 2. See, Maggie was going over. It's going over your head. Sorry. Don't worry about it. It's been a long day.
How did you feel today with this? You know, I've been seeing a lot of people say, like, you know, it's a shift today and be mindful of your energy. Like, how did you feel today?
When I woke up this morning... Like I told you this morning, that bed didn't want to turn me loose.
Yeah.
Like, literally, you know how they say, turn them loose! Like,
turn them loose, goddammit.
Girl, it had a hold to me, girl. I said, why the fuck is my alarm going off on this good Sunday morning at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Shit.
Look at it, it say Tuesday. I said, I'll be damned. So, but other than that, like, when I got up, so, forgot to tell y'all, well, this just started yesterday. I'm not drinking coffee anymore. Because if you know, you know, I drink a big ass cup of coffee every morning. And, you know, a bitch, like, her heart start getting a little jittery. And it's just like, girl, maybe you need to start drinking more water. And then you drink more water and then you still get a little, like you still crashing. So I was like, no, I'm gonna just drink some tea, but I have to find something to have energy. So this over here, she told me about London Fog from Starbucks. And bitch, I'm gonna go to Starbucks and spending that money every morning. So I made it myself. And y'all, let me just say, this is the second day that I've done it. And bitch, I feel like a brand new bitch, honey. Coffee could never. I would have crashed.
See, I'll put you on. Well, okay. Listen, okay. I was put on, so I had to put somebody else on.
You gotta pay it forward. Pay it forward. You gotta pay it forward. But it's been like, today has been very, at first I was a little agitated because it seemed like people wanted to bother me today, mm-hmm. like at work. But other than that, like, I did what I had to do. Nobody really fucked up my mood. Like, today's just been a really good day. Like, good moods. Like, literally good vibes only.
Good.
Yeah, what about yourself?
Today was a good day. Like, I didn't have no complaints. I went handle my business after work. And I think that was when I realized the importance of today. Mm-hmm. Like, going do what I had to do and then just, you know, kept having to sign that date. I was just like,
it's a beautiful day.
This is a beautiful day. This is a beautiful mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. Like, this is your where you're supposed to be.
Yes, ma'am.
And I actually think that's what the angel number 222 is.
Because I looked it up yesterday.
Hold I on. Actually think so.
Because I keep saying 222. Hold on. Yeah. Because I got it pulled up. Hold on, girl. Hold on. I don't want to lie. Hold on.
Don't lie to the people.
I don't want to lie. One thing about it, two things for sure. Y'all can't say Calista going to lie to you because she ain't. So, we are being protected by our guardian angels. Mm-hmm. Number 222 symbolizes faith and harmony. It heralds a new era in your life mm-hmm. and ushers in fresh possibilities. Every aspect of your life should be in harmony with one another. Come to terms with yourself and discover harmony. Bitch, we're going to discover fucking harmony.
Yes.
From today on to whenever.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That one's right on point. Okay.
But yeah, I hope y'all had a great I hope y'all had a great day. If you had a bad one, I just ask that you change your perspective and find something that you're grateful for on today. I'll give you a second. And I did. I'm so happy to hear that, girl.
What are you grateful for today?
What am I grateful for today? I wrote this down. I said I was grateful for music. And so I was grateful for music and dance. Okay. If you know, you know. What about yourself?
How deep do I want to get with this? Not that deep.
I'm sorry.
I'm grateful for change.
Okay.
I'm grateful for change.
That's beautiful. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bitch, that's gross.
It is.
Like, that's... If you know, you know, girl. If you know, you know.
And you might know the person.
Honey, change is very needed. It's needed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta... Like I've been telling her this whole weekend, change the perspective. You gotta change the perspective.
That's gonna be the title of this episode.
Y'all have to like, okay, this is, okay, we'll get into that because I'm gonna say this later on to what we're gonna talk about. Matter of fact, we can get into it. Pause. I wanna say, because we didn't say it last time. Congratulations to Rihanna and ASAP Rocky on their pregnancy, girl. Girl, congratulations.
And you can tell they in love because they starting to look alike.
Hollering.
For real. Them bitches, they look like they favor each other. They're in love.
They
bitch.
In love.
Yeah.
I know ASAP was like tearing it the fuck down. Do you hear me?
Nah, she was probably whining and everything.
If it's something that you want. Look, girl. Watch and learn now. Okay. Watch and learn now. Honey.
Girl.
She ain't from Barbados for no reason.
All right.
Honey, I hope he proposed to her soon. Well, that's me because I would want her to be like married and stuff. But who knows if she's even into that?
Right.
Yeah, we have to stop putting our expectations on other people, bro.
Cause you get fucked up every time. For real.
Cause you may want something for somebody and they're like, "Bitch, I didn't even want that."
Who said I wanted that?
I didn't even want this. Like,
what is you talking about?
But anyway, So, bitch, what are we talking about today?
Well, like we just said, the title is Change Their Perspective. So, we really go kind of just wing it on a couple different things that we have been talking about and experiencing. Mm-hmm. But that's going to be the general theme, to change their perspective.
Yes.
So, where do we start?
Okay, so, as of lately, like, best. Well, you know, we tell people, oh, we about to be 27. For instance, Saturday, we at the party. And you tell John, like, oh, yeah, I'm 26. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I said, hold on. Like, we ain't that old. And he's like, bro, I didn't think y'all was that old. And it's like, we're not even 30 yet, you know?
Yeah.
And we talk about age a whole lot and, like, what comes with age and things of that nature. But Bess is afraid of turning 30.
And okay, let me explain. So, at this big age of 26...
At this bigger age of 26,
it's just like, once you turn 18, it's just kind of like, okay, you know, you're getting up there. But then you turn 21, and it's like, okay, now you're really getting up there. Then 25 comes, and it's like, damn, bitch, 5 years ago, I was just 18. Now, in another 5 years, like, damn, like, what is really going on? But when I turned 21, like, I was really excited for that. Because I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm legal now. Really, that was just the only thing. Like, I'm legal now.
I think that's the only thing that we all look forward to.
As if I stopped doing the things that I was doing previously.
Like,
but
we weren't doing
it. It's just like, exactly. Seriously. But when I turned 21, I was just like, bruh, these next 9 years are going to fly by. And it's just always been in my head that, you know, when you turn 30, you old. Like, life is just going to breeze by you. The next thing you know, you're a fucking elderly ass woman just sitting in a fucking rocking chair on your porch.
Please.
For real.
Please.
For real. That's always been my take on it. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to learn, or unlearn rather, that idea that 30 is old. And actually, when I went to Houston last weekend, you know, drunk in the club. I'm not gonna say drunk, because I was just a little tipsy, so let's clear that up.
Period.
But I'm a little tipsy, you know, in the club, go to the ladies' room. You know how, you know, the drunk conversation goes enough as a woman, you know. So there were two other women in there, and they were talking while I was in the stall, and they were just, you know, hyping each other up, gassing each other up, like, oh, you're so beautiful, like, when's your birthday, woo woo, blah blah blah. So one of them, I think she said she had just turned 31 and one was about to turn 30 or something like that, but they were like late 20s, early 30s for sure. So I'm just listening to them like, bro, this shit has been on my mind for forever, like, I need some insight on this. So I come out the stall and I was like, which one of y'all just said, you know, y'all recently turned 30 or about to turn 30? And so the girl told me it was her. And so the look at me, get to talking to a fucking stranger, I said, were you scared to turn 30? And she was like, I was, but, you know, as time, it got closer to the time, I really stopped being scared. And I was just more appreciative of, you know, turning another year and getting ready to bask in this whole new era of life that I'm about to come into. And so I was just explaining to her, you know, it's a fear of mine to turn 30. Like, I'm not going to say terrified, slightly frightened. So she was saying, you know, you don't have to be scared to turn 30 because 20s were fun, but 30s, like, it's going to be the best time of your life. Like, you're going to come into a whole new version of yourself. You're going to start appreciating things more than what you are now. Like, it's going to be a whole new level of you. And when she said that, I was just like, a whole new level of you. Okay. I just got to drill that in my head that turning 30, it's going to be a whole new level of me. So that's just kind of where I'm at. But on the flip side of that, the Chesley Christ, I don't want to fuck her name up. Is it Christ or Christ?
I thought it was Chris, but
it might be Chris.
I don't know.
I actually think it is Chris. But that situation, that is what really had, because I kind of put the idea off. I try to keep it out of my head. But when everything happened with her, that was just kind of like a whoa. Mm-hmm. Like, whoa. And to see, like, you know, all of my friends who have turned 30 sharing this particular article that she had wrote herself about turning 30 and seeing, like, that they had the same kind of feelings about going into that particular age or going into this new decade of their life. It's just kind of like, for one, I'm not the only one who have these thoughts. And for two, it's not okay that we have these thoughts.
What did she say?
She was just saying that... I should have pulled it up. I'm about to pause this real quick so I can pull it up. Okay, so I got it now. So she was just saying, like, you know, as she was approaching 30, she was feeling pressured to accomplish more things. And the question was why, like, and this is what she says, why earn more achievements just to collect another win? Why pursue another plaque or medal or line item on my resume if it's for vanity's sake rather than out of passion? Why work so hard to capture the dreams I've been taught by society to want when I continue to only find emptiness? So that just had me thinking, like, there's this pressure mm-hmm. from society to just accomplish certain things and do this and do that by a certain time frame. And granted, I don't feel like I'm pressured to accomplish anything. It's just like, what is it that, let me rephrase this, it's not a pressure from society, it's just more of a pressure on myself. Like,
yeah, because to just chime in with that, as a kid, you have your life planned out.
Right, right.
And you're like, oh, I'm gonna have this by like 20. I'm gonna be married by 20. Bro, I'm gonna be married by 23. The biggest joke I could have ever put out there.
Imagine that.
Disturbing. Granted, I know a couple people that got married that young. Like, that's beautiful. Y'all marriage is beautiful, baby. But I know me, myself, and my company, like, no, we can't do it. So... But when you just set goals for yourself. Like, for instance, when I graduated college, that was the most depressing moment of my life. Mm-hmm. I think that's the most depressed I've ever been, because it's like, in college, they prepare you for a job. But
right.
they don't prepare you that jobs don't come knocking at your door as soon as you walk across that stage. They don't prepare you for the after graduation, like that depression. Like, after mm-hmm. the celebration is over, it's like, okay.
Post-grad depression really is a bitch.
Bro.
If you're not prepared, that shit will
it
hit listen, you and haunt you.
Listen. Listen. Like, the way that you probably feel about 30, mm-hmm. about turning 30, is probably how I felt after I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is, it's like, bitch, I have a goal.
Yeah.
And I can't accomplish it if I'm not getting hired. And then they want you to have all this credentials and all these licenses and stuff like that, and it's like, bro, I just graduated yesterday. How am I supposed to have all of this if y'all don't even, nobody told me this, nobody right. taught me any of this. They don't, life doesn't prepare you for the detours that you have to take. Life doesn't prepare you for the fucking hurdles you gotta jump. Life don't prepare you for the rain that's going to start, mm-hmm. like the flooding and things of that nature. But it's like, you've got to still trek on. Like, yeah. don't have the... And social media is to blame as well. Like, watching other people... I ain't gonna lie, because I'm guilty of this. Like, seeing other people shine, it's like, bro, when the fuck is it gonna be my turn? And it's like, you expect... Like, you want that, but it's like, it's not coming in the time that you want it to. But shit don't come whenever you want it to. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's literally just life. And, like, turning 30 is like... Growing up, I was like, bro, you 30, you old as fuck.
Right.
Like, bitch, you old. Like, where your cane at, girl? Because
exactly.
you is old, you know?
Exactly.
But seeing, but we old enough. And, like, seeing the 30-year-olds now,
mm-hmm.
bitch, I can't wait to turn 30. Because, like I said, you have to change your perspective and see it as this. Like, in your 20s, bro, 20s, hell in a motherfucking handbasket.
When you really look at it.
Bruh, like, the shit that you have been through from 20 to now.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of bullshit. Like, a whole bunch of just, why the fuck would I do that?
Right.
Like, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to Cranes in the Sky. You don't know. But the shit that you put up with, but all of that shit taught you lessons to, hey, yeah, I'm not going to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. Hey, this will never be able to, like, I will never let that shit slide. And that's why I say your 20s are like your teaching 20s. Like, because life going to teach you.
It's been teaching.
Life going to teach you one way or another. But when you 30, it's like, bitch, all that stuff that you were taught in your 20s is just going to help you thrive. Mm-hmm. So, bitch, 30s are going to be our thriving 30s. Period. Point blank. No period.
Teaching okay? 20s and thriving 30s.
Yes.
I'm going to drill that in my head. I'm going to have to write that down so I
don't
can look at
it. Don't
think
about it. Just do it.
No, I'm going to have to think about it.
Why? But, okay.
Not think about the pressure of turning 30. Like, but it's really a self-inflicted pressure because yes, no.
Because why are you putting pressure on yourself?
Why am I putting pressure on myself? I don't fucking know.
It's because you have expectations of yourself.
And that's the thing. It's really just a mind thing for me because even at 26, I've done a lot.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot.
Yeah.
I still got a long way to go.
Don't see it like that, though.
Yeah, but it's just in my head. It's just a mental thing. Okay, I'm going to be all right, bro.
I'm about to say, because whenever I overthink about things, and I don't think I overthink as much as I used to.
Mm-hmm. I think I might have took your place.
Yeah. So... But no, when you overthink about something, like, change, like, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my therapist told me. So, like, if you're thinking about it, stop. Like, you have to tell your mind, stop.
Because mm-hmm.
what the fuck is that going to do? It's just going to, like, send you into a fucking spiral, like my guy Simon, okay?
Right. Okay? I will get into that, too.
Like, it's just going to send you, like, in a whole nother, like, headspace. And it's like, mm-hmm. why am I doing that when I... Be present.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the future, because this is the thing. I'm going to, look, my therapist be over here. My therapist used to tell me, because I'm like, I just think, you know, I'm just thinking about all this. I got this to do. I got this to do. Like, I have to plan everything out. She's like, why are you worried about tomorrow when today isn't even finished?
Damn.
Don't focus on tomorrow until you actually have to focus on tomorrow.
Yeah. And this was talking to my uncle and my auntie this weekend, I had that thought, like, I'm telling them about, you know, turning 30 and all this, and look at them, they are, shit, they in their 40s, like, nigga, they
having
the time of their life. Like,
they don't get tired
at all, like, yeah. Shit. But I had the thought, like, okay, you worried about turning 30, you haven't turned 27 yet, like, you need to focus on what you're doing for your 27th. Like, then you still got your 28th and your 29th.
You still got 3 years.
Exactly. You still got you got more shit to do, like, before you even get there. So just, I'm gonna work on it. Listen, I'm gonna work on it.
Listen, just cut those thoughts off. Like, and this goes for, like, everybody. Like, if you ever overthinking about something, like, just tell your mind to shut the fuck up. Like, yeah, girl, I'm not even worried about that. Let's think about what's on the agenda for today. Okay.
Day by day.
I need to go fold them clothes and sit on my bed. I really do need to do that. But I need to fold them clothes, sit on my bed. Let's think about that. Let's think about how we're going to redo this. Think about change your thought process and also change the perspective. Because, listen, y'all, we all in our 20s just winging it.
Winging it.
Like... Girl, it is not a freaking guidebook to none of this stuff.
Like, no, there is no manual. Like,
we all just going with the flow. We meet people on the way. We either pick them up or we drop them off.
Keep that in mind. Meeting people along the way.
Okay.
Keep that in mind. That's going to be the next topic.
Here she go.
But I'm going to just end this part. Like, one of the things that she said in this article, she said, too often I noticed that the only people impressed by an accomplishment were those who wanted it for themselves.
Yeah.
And like I said, I have accomplished a lot, but that's because I wanted to. Like, I never felt pressured to do any of the things that I've done. Like, I just have, you know, I just have a certain life and lifestyle that I see for myself. So I put myself in positions to be able to make these things happen. And there's been times, like, you know, I've done things and people kind of felt the way about it. Because me and my young age and them at their big age, like bigger at a bigger age than what I was at, you know, kind of felt the way. And I had a talk with my auntie, I never forget this. And she was like, you have to think about it. These people wish that they mm-hmm. were doing the things that you are doing mm-hmm. when they were your age. And because they didn't, but they see somebody else doing it, it's a problem for them. But that's all on them. It has nothing to do with you.
Right. You don't stop your shine.
Show the fuck don't.
Listen, don't dim your light for not a damn person. I don't care who it is. Mama, daddy, cousin, brother. I don't care.
Ain't happening. Mm-hmm. Y'all can eat a dick on that one.
Eat a big bowl of hot dick. You know? Yeah, don't dim y'all shine for nobody. Don't try to make nobody comfortable because of... Just because your light's shining and it's hurting their eyes, they asking you to turn the other way.
Put some shades on. Get your Ray-Bans, baby.
If you can afford them. Moving on.
Moving on.
No, I'm not joking. I'm serious.
So, hopping into what Beth said about meeting people along the way. And this is still on the topic of changing their perspective. So, we were in the group message yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get my friends to learn that it's okay to meet new people. Not even in a romantic kind of way. Like, not even in a, you know, I want to be with you kind of way. Like, the people you meet on this journey called life, they all have different purposes. Some can be friends. Some can be lovers. Some can be business partners. You never know what you can learn from someone or what you can teach someone. So I'm trying to get them to understand that it's okay to make new friends, meet new people, try new things. And it seems as if they're having a pretty tough time.
My anxiety is racing just from you saying that. Like, just the thought. Why? I don't even know. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable as fuck.
But why?
Why?
Yes.
If I knew the answer, I would be upset. I really don't. Like, I guess it's the simple fact of, like, if you know me, like, you know, like, I'm extremely guarded. Like, if you first meet me, see, I think I'm quite pleasant when people first meet me. I think. I don't think anybody has ever said that I was, like, a bitch. I mean, you know, if you look at me, like, yeah, she gives me very much so bitchy, but I mean, whatever you get to. But that's just my face, and I don't know how to, like, not do it. Like, I don't know how to cut it off. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just the thought of, like, having somebody else in my space. Because now I did meet somebody, and we were talking, but people get a bit possessive.
I think that was just a bad draw.
But that's the thing, like, you just have to keep drawing until you find the right one. Whether it's friend, relationship, you know, anybody. Like, anybody that yes. will ever play a part in your life, like, that's what you have to keep doing. It's like, bro, I'm not, the fuck? What am I doing? Like, no. Because after a while, I'm going to get tired.
So, okay. In a game of Uno, right? Mm-hmm. You got, I don't know how y'all play, but if you got your 7 cards in your hand, right?
Yeah.
And they all numbers. Everybody else throwing out. Actually, let me rephrase that. They all blue fives. Mm-hmm. All you got is 7 blue fives in this long ass game of Uno. 7 blue fives, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody else throwing out greens, reds, yellows, draw fours, draw twos, reverse, all of that. Mm-hmm. Are you gonna only hold them 7 blue fives in your hand the whole game, or are you gonna draw?
I'm gonna have to draw.
Okay, so why would you do it in life?
Okay, a lot of people blame me because I say this all the time, but then again, it just probably just may be me. it's just a mental thing that I just have to, like, get over because it's, how can I put it? Bitch, I have trust issues. And can't nobody get close to me like that because of those issues that I have. Mm-hmm. And it's just a me thing. I don't know. But I said that I was going to, like, just do it. Like, not think about it. Just, like, literally just be like, you know what, bitch? Let's get dressed. We going somewhere. Mm-hmm. And, like, I just have to do it. Like,
You have to change the perspective.
I'm screaming. Not
for me. I've been waiting to say it.
It's just like, I don't know. And maybe I overthink about, like, I just overthink that particular mm-hmm. portion of my life. Like, I don't.
But this is the thing.
Anything by myself, but I hate going to Target by myself.
Target is a peaceful place.
It really is. But sometimes I don't feel like going aisle to aisle. Uh-huh. Target.com. 2-hour pickup. I was standing in that line waiting for my motherfucking groceries to be given to me. That's what I did Sunday.
When you could literally just go in there. You might see something you don't even know you want or need.
That's why I don't need to do it.
That's not my point. That's not my point.
Yeah. You stumble across things that you just never know.
Then something might catch your eye. You be like, okay, I think I want to try this. Same thing with meeting new people. Like,
Okay. Let me be real. I ain't going to bullshit y'all. I'm about to be the fucking rawest I've ever been. I am not a confident bitch. Mm. So, I don't have a problem doing things by myself because I know I'm capable of doing it. It's just, for instance, for one, y'all know I hate people staring at me. That is a pet peeve of mine. It's like, you're looking right through my soul. Mm-hmm. So what the fuck are you staring at?
But direct eye contact is actually good for communication. That's a
I give people direct eye contact, mm-hmm. but if I am over listen, I just, you know how people just like sitting down, like people staring at me while I'm eating is really a huge pet peeve. So like if I'm eating and people are just like in my face and it's like, bruh, like staring at me, I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't like it. It's just not my thing. But I'ma just rip that band-aid off and just go.
That's all you gotta do.
Ooh, girl.
It's really not as hard as you think it is.
Bitch, it's gonna be me
shaking.
Give me some water, please. And I know it's not bad because I've done like Starbucks by myself before. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's just a mind thing. I just have to get out of my mind.
That's it. That's
get
all.
Get out of my head. All in my head.
Excuse me. Just try it.
Yeah, y'all give me some tips. Tell me where to go. Tell me where to go. I don't think that's how the song go, but yeah. No, seriously. Like, no, for real. Give me some things to do by myself. Listen, I'm not jumping. I don't know. I'm not traveling by myself, not just yet. And I'm not doing anything like adventurous, like scuba diving, skydiving, any water or air related things. I am not doing it. But anything else, like going out to eat, tell me a place to go out to eat at. I'll go to movies by myself quickly. But yeah, that's about it. It's the going out to eat thing that just, and I ain't going to the mall. That's a random thing. You know how people like retail shopping is their thing?
Yeah.
I hate going to the mall.
Really?
I hate it.
Now, you wouldn't even go to like where Burlington and all that is by yourself?
I have before. Mm-hmm. I don't have an issue. Like, I know if I have to go to the store, I'm going to go to the store. Like, it's not going to stop me. It has stopped me in the past. But, like, I'll just have my phone in my hand or something.
I know something you could do. Go thrifting.
Thrifting can be a headache for me.
Change the perspective.
But no, seriously, thrift stores be closed by the time I get off work.
Go on a Saturday morning.
I'm serious. I hear you. No, I know you're serious.
For real. Like, going, I'm telling you, go on a Saturday morning and just don't even give yourself a time limit. Maybe give yourself a fucking spending limit because you can blow a bag in there. But just go in there, go through the aisles, go through the stuff, you know. Find some things you like. I really think that would be a good one to start with.
What about the bookstore?
The bookstore, that's not one that I've done by myself, but I think that would be good too. Go in there, browse some books, grab you a cup of coffee. I mean, a cup of tea, sorry. Oh, please.
A cup of tea.
Grab you a cup of tea and, you know, just relax.
Yeah.
Do some quiet time.
I can do it. I'm going to do it, y'all. It ain't going to be by the time we have this next episode, but I'm going to do it. By my birthday, I plan to at least have, like, I'm not going to put a number. I'll let y'all know on my birthday. Not on my birthday, but around that time.
Okay.
In Gemini season, I'll let y'all know.
Okay. You should try it the most in Gemini season.
I'm sorry?
Things by yourself.
Okay, well, maybe we could do one thing. Okay. I can make something happen. Not May Gemini season, because them hoes crazy. June Gemini season. We'll do something. I'll do something. And I'll give y'all an update. Probably in Cancer season. June Cancer season, not... not July Cancer, because...
We know.
Why, baby? I'm just playing.
We love y'all though.
Yeah. But I'm gonna do that. But no, seriously, like, y'all give me like some ideas. Something to do.
What are some things that y'all do by yourselves?
Yeah.
Let us know. So Callie can get some ideas of things to do.
Cause I just be online shopping by myself.
Meanwhile, I book flights and go tour the whole of the cities by myself.
I'm not at that level yet because, bitch, people crazy. And I guess I need to stop saying people crazy, but people are crazy. It's facts. People crazy.
But you have to, once again, change your perspective. Bitch, don't do that. You gotta change your perspective.
Yeah, not think
that, you know, somebody go do you something.
Yeah, I don't know why it is.
Be aware of your surroundings.
Which I am.
You know, let somebody know where you at.
Yeah, y'all hold on.
Just so, yeah, you know.
All right, bitch.
Live a little.
I'll let my hair down.
That's all.
Okay, you're 27. My thing will be, is year 27. What's year 27? Because I think 26, I was more so... This is what we're gonna go into.
Okay.
So year 26. The thing for year 26, I'ma say finding my peace. It took me a minute to like understand what peace was. Cause motherfuckers was disturbing the motherfucking peace. A lot of you bitches was disturbing the peace. I said what I said. But you're 27. I'm not going to have too much fun. Because I've had all my fun. Not all my fun. But, you know, you're 27. I'm going to be... I'll just be free within myself.
Mm-hmm.
Free within myself. And, like, literally, like... by myself, just doing what the fuck I want by myself. That's gonna be
the
my
year
goal.
Of solitude.
Okay, I don't want to be like secluded. I don't want to be secluded, but I don't mind it. You know, I can definitely find comfort like being by myself. I don't have a problem with being by myself. Like when I'm by myself. But in public settings, I would like to have other people there. It's just a comfort for me. But I'm learning to be uncomfortable and just kind of work my way out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to do. So hopefully, not hopefully, y'all will have some updates.
Okay.
So, you're 26. What was your thing? Or what is your thing?
26. At this point, I'm just ready for this shit to wrap up. Oh, 26 has been a fucking year. Like, a year. Damn, I don't even know if I could give it a word or a title. Damn, you got me on this one, Miss.
Yeah.
I can say some things I've done in year 26, like, for myself. I did, you know, kind of separate myself from a lot of things
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people just for my own sanity, really. Mm-hmm. And then just kind of learning myself.
Yeah. I think that may be it.
Learning myself?
Yeah.
For 26? Yeah. Yeah. Because I had a lot of situations where I had to really, like, just take a step back
and
sit and process things.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that 26 was a year of processing.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a year of processing. And then taking what you learn from what you process
mm-hmm.
and using that to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
you just look like a proud mom.
I am.
Yeah.
I mean, 26 not over, but you know, we just giving it like what it is right now.
Yeah.
What it is right now. Because you got 6 months, huh?
6 more months of this shit.
I got 4 get-on-my months. So we'll see. And 27, what will year 27 be for you?
27 is going to be...
I want to see if you're going to say what I'm going
to say. I don't know what you're going to say. I think 27 is going to be a year of... staying on this path of growth that I'm on.
Oh, you
went
that route. Okay.
I really don't know what you're thinking.
Don't
say it yet. Staying on this path of growth that I'm on, like, continuing to tap into, like, this softer me.
Mm-hmm.
And just being more open. 26, I've started to be way more open when it comes to certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just not being so much of a fucking hard body. Because who wants to do that all the time?
It's okay to feel those feels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I used to say, I literally said that all last year. Feel those feels. And even this year. But I was going to say the year of possibilities.
The year of possibilities? Yeah.
Anything is possible if you just believe. Anything is possible if you just believe. If you know what movie that's from, you know what movie that's from.
Don't shame me.
You don't know?
It sounds familiar.
A Cinderella Story.
Oh.
They used to be, girl, repeat. I don't know. Hillary Duff was my sis.
That's a mantra.
Anything is possible if you just believe, friends. You just
believe.
You just gotta believe me.
What?
I was getting ready to sing the song Sugar Mama song. When she was stomping her feet in them snacks.
Ew.
You remember?
Yes.
You just got to believe in yourself. Yeah, yeah. And then the Proud Family coming on tomorrow. Like the new episode.
Oh, it is.
Yes, ma'am. You hoes better not talk to me because that's what I'm going to be watching. I wonder if they're going to do an episode by episode. Bridge.
Episode by episode,
I'm gonna be.
They probably are,
best. Load. Man. Well, I want to watch The Proud Family. And I'm like, what's your favorite Proud Family episode?
Oh, bitch, all of them.
Yeah, you have to pick one.
Damn, that is so hard.
Okay, three. Top three.
Top three. Top three. When Penny had to watch Dejanay Badass Siblings.
Baby's Kids. Yeah.
That would be number two. Number one would be when Oscar Family came down for the baptism.
That episode is funny.
That shit was funny. And third would be the Kwanzaa episode.
That is a good episode. Mm-hmm. That is a good episode. Do I have them in a particular order? Okay, so I think my favorite one may be... Oh, wow. Okay, wait, this is hard.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't have them in an order, but these are the three. The first one would have to be... when Penny, like, they had that group. They had the group when they were singing.
LPDZ.
Yeah, and then Penny became the star.
Penae.
It's me, Penae. That, I don't know why that episode is just so funny to me. Like, it's all about me, all right. About... Because she was a superstar. And everybody treated Penny like she was, like, a broke bitch.
Penny was giving real Leo behavior.
I wonder what her sign is, for real.
Real Leo.
Yeah.
It's all about me. I'm gonna post that on my birthday.
The second episode has to be when I see you look at me.
I wish y'all could see her doing this dance.
Dance for me. Dance for me. I'm singing. And they had the bowling tournament and stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this may be my favorite episode. Well, the teacher was giving Penny a bad grade, mm-hmm. and that was Sugar Mama best friend.
Yeah,
and she stole Oscar Daddy.
Yeah,
from I think that may be my favorite episode. It's something about a throwback episode, like a decade episode. They just do. I lied. Something gotta go. Okay, this is honorable mention.
Okay,
because it's an honorable mention. The Black History one.
Oh, yeah. That one was a good one.
Painting for certain by...
I think the honorable mention for me would be... And it's so contradicting because I fucking hate feet. But La Cienega, big ass feet in the pool.
Look, I was going to ask you if you ever liked that. Like, if you ever watched that video.
Bro, she stepped out that pool. They faces like, damn. She has some flippers on her.
Literally, like, oh, damn. They really had good episodes. Cause mm-hmm. I'm remembering the episode with Lou Rawls.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
With the party.
Yeah.
Oh, and then, stop spreading those rumors around. I remember Zoe did a video of, like, it was a TikTok, and it was, like, adulting. It said, stop spreading those rumors around. Stop spreading the lies. And it was like, bills.
Yeah.
They got all these rumors surrounding me. Gas. And then, like, just going to work. Like,
it's, yeah.
Y'all, adulting, and we've said it before, but we're going to say it again. Adulting really is, like, a Big Mac. No. It is a Pizza Hut cheese pizza advertisement. Because, bitch, that cheese do not be pulling like that.
What a fucking comparison, bro.
Am I lying?
I don't eat cheese pizza, so.
When you pull a pepperoni pizza off, and the way they show it on TV, it don't have no pull. Mm-mm. No pull. That's what adulting is.
No elasticity to it.
Nothing. Them adults really had us fooled, like, oh yeah, girl, we're going to go party. Da, da, da. We're like, damn, I can't wait till I become an adult. Not knowing what came with it.
This is so random, but when I was younger and, you know, looking at my adult cousins and, you know, just people I knew, mm-hmm. I always wanted to go to 600 Main Bruh, all my cousins and shit stayed going to 600 Main. And I'm like, son, I really want to go. Like, the way they used to hype it up, like, that bitch used to be jumping.
That's how I felt about Rags. Just being honest.
And if we're going to change the perspective, I fucking hate the club.
Girl.
Hate it.
You can give me a lounge any day.
Yeah.
I'd rather be at a lounge. Dead Poet, I know this kind of, like, loungy, but that is not my... That's not my steez.
I still haven't been, and I doubt I ever will go.
It's like, you gotta dress up. Listen, I don't have a problem dressing up, but why I gotta dress up? It's like an Allure, and I ain't go to Allure.
Nah, Allure was fun, like college days. Allure was.
But they was like, girl. oh, it's a dress code.
Yeah.
Bitch, what do I look like dressing up to come to a club that I'm be sweating at? Because I plan on dancing. Because back then, like, we was jigging. I mean, we still jigged until our body so.
No, seriously.
Like we did Saturday. But.
This right leg of mine.
Listen. Bitch. When I was dancing, after I got done dancing, I said, bitch, my knee kind of popping a little bit, girl. What did you do? Because, honey, we was out our body jigging. It felt like turkey jam days. Bitch, if you went to the Urban Child or you went to one of the Turkey Jams, you know. Or social, get acquainted.
That was fun.
What's your name,
girl? That was always the song.
I'm so attracted to you. What? To you. That and, what was the other one? Oh, what was the other song? It was so attractive. It was another song that they used to play all the time. Because I had it on my ringtone.
Oh, I do not know.
It was so attractive. And y'all know, gosh darn it, I can't figure it out.
She gonna think about it and come back to it.
I'm probably not. Oh. Because I haven't listened to it in a minute. It was, damn, it was like a group. Because that was Partners in Crime, right? Mm-hmm. What was the other song they had?
Bess, I'm drawing a blank just like you.
This is so upsetting. Damn, I'm trying to put y'all on. If y'all, you know, if you, you know. Damn, this is ghetto. It's really bothering me that I can't figure it out.
Well, while you think about it, what else do we need to change the perspective on? We got turning 30. Meeting new people.
Okay, so.
And what's one more?
This is something that you told me. So I've been thinking. So. Okay, so. How can I keep this? Like. So there is an opportunity for me to be moved into like a better position, but I have. My office has to move. And I'm like, but I don't want to do it. And I told Bess this, and I think I was rambling, but that was really, like, how my mind was processing everything. Because it's, like, I don't want to go over there. Like, I guess because I've gotten so comfortable where I am. Yes, I'm not going to say it's issues, but it's just, it's a different environment. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of used to having my head down, like, doing my work, and just, because I'm a fucking hermit. Bitch, I don't bother nobody unless you bother me. You know? Like, they can really... The way that I am now, I'm not like that at... Like, I'm not like this at work. Like, just like you said earlier, it's a time and a place for everything. Mm-hmm. And I know my time and I know my place, and this is not that. So, I'm not gonna act the ass unless I really, really, like... And sometimes I could possibly, you know, put my foot down quicker than what I have in the past. But I just feel like, and this is, I think I said this before, but I just feel like at work, bitch, I spend more time with y'all than I do the people at my house. Like, 40 hours out the week, I'm here.
Yeah.
And when I get home, I take a shower, I kiki with my people for like an hour or two, and I'm in my room. And I'm going to sleep. So, 40 hours versus 10 hours with your family. Mm-hmm. I need to make sure I got peace when I'm at least working, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's not a problem, y'all. It's not a problem that I'm having, but it's just, bitch, I don't want to move. It's an inconvenience.
What did I tell you?
She was like,
I do not sound like that.
She was like, what did you say?
I told you that if you decide to, well, they decide that they are going to move you, it's not bad. Like, before you got to where you at now, you didn't know them people. You didn't know what you was going to be doing. You didn't know what kind of environment you was going to be in.
Mm-hmm.
But going to this new place, new position, you're not going to know them people. You're not going to know what kind of people you're going to be around, like what kind of environment you're going to be in. But you can't be afraid of the change. The change is uncomfortable. But you got to think about it. You adding on to your experience.
Yeah, and that's the only thing that's like keeping me going.
Yeah. And honestly, I just told Best this last night. Like, we were talking about his new job. And, you know, he was saying that he just keep having this thought, like, is this what I want to do for the rest of my life? And he was like, I really don't think it is. And so I'm telling him, like, with the position that he's in now, build your experience up. And you can go from this particular company to bigger places. Like, you can take what you're learning and doing here and go way further, like, bigger and better.
Yeah. I'm trying to find a job that all I gotta do is go to lunch and get paid. This is me being honest. I had a conversation. I just will never forget this conversation. I don't know who the band director was or something at this time, but it was my freshman year. And they told us to go. Somebody needed to go to talk to the band director to get him to sign something. They were trying to drop the class, I think. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why the fuck are you taking band anyway, bitch? But whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, we go in there, and the man was like, so, what y'all major? And, you know, I'm like, civil engineering. She say, mechanical engineering. He say, I got a friend that's a civil engineer, and all he do is go to lunch, and he makes 6 figures. See? I say, that's what I'm trying to do. Thank you. And I swear, that's like, I think about that often, bitch. Like, probably more often than what I should be, but it's just like,
but think about the things that you have to do to get to that.
And that's what I'm just like.
Yeah. That shit ain't gonna happen overnight.
The clock is ticking. Because yeah. I want to be able to not have to work past 50. Past the age of 50. And I know it's possible. I just have to.
You gotta do the groundwork now.
I'm doing it. I'm just.
That's all it is.
I'm tired of plowing.
You got to.
Well, I'm sowing seeds. Not like them type of seeds, but I'm sowing them. And one thing about it, two things for sure. Can't nobody ever say that Callie is a bad worker because, bitch, I go above and beyond. Above and beyond. I probably be adding more work to myself, but I just don't want nobody ever to say, like, she is lazy as fuck. Or she is, because, you know, I just feel like every time we walk into a building or walk into an office space or, you know, walk into an interview, bitch, I see my name and it's like, oh, bitch, here go this ghetto. Like, this bitch ghetto as fuck, because then they see my middle name too, bitch. So it's like, yeah. But then you gotta, like, I go up in there and I'm not a good interviewer anyway, but I go in there, I tell them what the fuck I know. I'm keeping a book always, but give it to them very much so. Yes. So they only get that version. Like, you know, they will never be able to get the outside version of me unless, like, shit really hit the fan. But shit hasn't. Shit just gotta really hit the fan. But I wouldn't even allow shit to really hit the fan.
Right.
If shit hit the fan,
it's time to get up out of there.
Give me my papers.
No, seriously.
Like, give me my walking papers, please.
Y'all know I am the queen of
2 weeks.
Effective immediately. I don't play that.
Because, honey, like, I just like you should have peace in your household, you should be able to have some sort of peace at work.
In all areas of your life.
Yeah. Because imagine, girl, I just can't imagine. But I am learning to change my perspective when it comes to work. Mm-hmm. And how things work. Because people aren't going to work the way that you would expect them to. And I've been very vocal about that. Mm-hmm. I'm used to a certain standard when it comes to work. Polar opposite. Yeah. But it's when you go into different environments and it's like different people. I'm trying to be very politically correct because I don't know who listening. But yeah, I'm just gonna keep it like that.
I'll say this, like, to further explain the point you're trying to, because I know what you're trying to say. Yeah. But people don't always hold the same morals and values that you do.
Yeah.
So the way you see something or the way that you would do something ain't gonna always be the way that they see something or would do it. But that ultimately comes down to,
everybody don't think like me.
Do you? Right.
Like,
yeah.
I have to tell myself that every single day without me, because I get pissed off. You know how worked up I can get. Like, because bitch, if I tell you to, I'm just a random thing that's probably happened. If I tell you to take out the fucking trash. Mm-hmm. And you see the trash is
overflowing. Yeah.
You're just walking over and it's like, bro, pick it up.
Right.
Or for instance, my sister. I don't know, the older I get, it's just, shit just drives me. You see the tissue. Mm-hmm. You see that cardboard piece of paper. That cardboard roll. You decide to go in the thing to get the tissue out the bag and just put it on put it on the counter.
Just but leave it.
And so now the cardboard thing, like, she will take the cardboard off and just put it on the counter with the
tissue. Fucking trash.
No, the new roll of tissue is on the counter as well. But you took out the time to take off the trash roll and then put on the new roll. That grinds my gears. And this is the older I get, I realize open cabinets worry the fuck out of me.
That has always been an issue for me. And when I don't know why, but I would really like crash out in the house. And this was way when we was staying in the South, like, mm-hmm. a kid. Like, my nerves got so fucking bad to see an open cabinet.
Close that cabinet.
Girl. And I'm like, I would really, like, you could ask anybody in my family. I would really get in that bitch really going crazy because, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Why are you comfortable open? Just sitting here looking at an open cabinet? What, like...
I don't know what
just the thought of that burns me the fuck up. And honestly, I don't know if you ever noticed, but if I'm at somebody else's house and the cabinet is open, I'm going to close it. Because you're tripping.
I never noticed.
I don't play that.
Shit, no. Because I think, like, when my mama cooking or whatever, and she'd be done, I'd be like, I'll walk in there, and I'm like, why is that cabinet open? And she's like, oh, girl, nothing. Close that cabinet.
Please.
They know now. I'm like, can you close it? Because it's taking up space. It's taking up, like, everything. I just need you to close it. We're turning into our parents because now I see why they was bitching so much. Because I really thought, like, the adults in my family were aggravating as fuck growing up. Because it's like, what the fuck is you yelling at me for? But now I see, like, either you staying in or you out. You can't be coming in and out like that. You got bugs coming up in here. And then we just trying to cool off and you got the heat coming in here too?
Exactly.
Sit your ass down.
Girl.
Oh, wow. I really get that. I understand the passion, the disgust in their spirit when we kept running in and out the house in the country.
What I understand, and I understand it more, and it hits more, being that I live by myself, where my mama would just ask a simple question, or tell us to do a simple task. Take the meat out the freezer so I can cook when I get off. And the fact that I sometimes forget, like, if I be like, okay, I'm going to cook XYZ today. I get to work, and I realize, bitch, you did not take that out the freezer. And be sitting there like, head down, bitch, pissed. Because why did you not do this?
You had one job.
You had one job.
You only had to remember to take the meat out.
And then you forgot. Then you get home, and you're sitting there looking dumb because...
What the fuck am I going to eat
now? You got to go spend money on some other food because you didn't take the fucking food out to cook.
Yeah.
So I understand. Mama, if you listening, I'm sorry.
Listen.
I'm sorry.
I don't know how we used to defrost that meat so bad. I'd be like this. You have, like, the trick is run, like, of course, cold water because it just melts a little faster. But we used to fill that sink up with cold water and just have it submerged in there, just submerged. But then, of course, heavy shit floats. So,
girl,
I'm sorry. That just made me realize, why do you criminals when y'all are trying to...
Not you criminals.
Not y'all, but you know, why do criminals or killers, they kill people and tie them down with so much weight to keep them down, but not know that the heavier, it's going to come back up.
Now, to get technical, I think it just depends on, like, the density of the water that they put them in.
Okay.
Because, I mean, if you go toss them in the river, like, if you fucking tie bricks to a nigga feet and go toss them in the river, chances are he's not coming up.
That's evil.
But, I mean, you know.
Yeah, this just made me think about, because... Never mind, I don't want to give y'all things. Speaking of criminals, let's segue to Simon Levine.
Oh, yeah.
We're
about to wrap this up soon. Yeah. But.
Y'all, look, y'all just having a front row seat. Front row here. Listen. Simon.
That's a shiesty nigga.
Honey.
Shiesty.
That man, okay, we're talking about the Tinder Swindler.
Tinder Swindler.
And it's on Netflix. And
if you don't know, this man was, you know, finessing women on Tinder.
Yeah.
Basically, he was a high-profile catfish. And, you know, he allegedly has all this money and taking trips every fucking day. Like, he was in the diamond business. And, yeah, he was, like, for one, you ask him, well, let's get to why he asked him for money. So, with him allegedly in this diamond business, he has enemies, that he says. So, he has a bodyguard and... You know, taking private jets to all these different countries and all that shit. So, allegedly, like air quotes on allegedly, one of the enemies came after him and they got his bodyguard. He texted one of the women that he was, you know, intertwined with and was saying that the bodyguard was hurt and that he needed to go off the grid and he needed $25,000.
Yeah, so she got a Amex Platinum card with her name on it and gave it to him, and he was just spending it. However, every time a transaction happens, he's like, you got to call them and tell them the transaction can go through. But they so stupid. She was so stupid. Why didn't you tell me the amount that you used?
Why would you send a nigga a credit card with
your name on it?
Yeah. Listen. I'm a very kind person.
I ain't that kind.
If I got it, I'll help you out. But if a nigga I met on Tinder tells me that he needs $25,000,
mm-hmm.
sir, block, swipe, delete.
And then the lady was taking out loans. That's what the crazy part is to me. Like, she's taking thousands of dollars worth of loans. And so she's texting him like, hey, you know, this loan is due. Like, you know, where's the money? And he finessed it to where he put her on the business account. And so, oh, all these people need something. So you're the one that's going to, like, you're my flunky. Basically. In so many words. My money flunky. Yeah. So he, like, to sum it all up, he took $250,000 from that lady.
250 bands.
He sent her a check, and the bank said we cannot cash this check. So, y'all, he was sending the lady videos of the man, like the bodyguard pictures and stuff, saying how everything went down. Y'all, he ended up sending it to another lady, and then he sent it to another lady that he was like girlfriends with, but he was doing it all at the same time. He was spending the money that like each one was giving him on another woman, whining and dining another woman with another woman's money, with the previous bitch money. That's a man for you. Not a man, but he's
dog.
Israeli. Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know
either, but he was from Israel, so yeah.
Israelian.
I've never heard that.
Oh, maybe I just made that up.
It's okay. But yeah, y'all should really watch it. It's very interesting to see how, cause that last girl, honey.
Yeah.
Y'all, they still paying their debts off to this day.
Because he was not responsible for paying it off.
Because they chose to put their name on the card and give another person permission. Mm-hmm. And they have phone calls and stuff to prove that they were the ones that were, you know, doing the transaction. Because they asked. That's why I was like, you know, things that I have done in the past, if it wasn't me, that's just something I just got to take. Like, that's just the ill I have to take because I knew what the fuck I was doing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no. No. Hell no.
Who, child?
Like, literally got, like, okay, everybody that spent, like, $15,000, like, $20,000 on a nigga from my past Cranes in the Sky episode, baby, we have been beat. Okay?
Beat.
Okay?
They ain't got nothing on us.
Huh. We got, like, literally a little change.
Pocket change, seriously.
Because $250,000? You know what I could do with
$250,000? But
$250,000? Yeah.
Girl.
Must be nice.
But. Yeah.
Some men are just dogs. Hopefully the men that listen aren't. If you are, woof woof somewhere else. Oh, or my change God. Your behavior.
Please.
This is the last thing I'm going to say. I need some of you to actually look in the mirror and figure out what is wrong with me. I want you to ask yourself that. What is wrong with me? Because some of y'all just don't get it. Some of y'all just really, 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 and when I say really, I really mean that, like, you really just don't get it. And like I said in the past, you either gonna pay on the front end or you gonna pay on the back end. But all in all, like, you gonna pay.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need y'all to remember that with how you treat people, how you do people. Like, have fucking morals about yourself. Like,
have some coot.
Yeah, because most of you motherfuckers lack it. And that's shameful. That's embarrassing. Like, secondhand embarrassment. Mm-hmm. Embarrassment. Like, yeah, I can't say what I really want to because I really would be reading a bitch. But just know, it's just some things that you as people just sometimes need to step back and fucking observe, why is everything or why is everybody around me not doing, you know, what they're supposed to in my life? Why are they leaving?
Ask yourself that.
Change their perspective on how you fucking handle people.
Yeah. Some of y'all are dicks, so y'all not gonna even fucking get it. This gonna go over your head. But guess what? One day, you gonna be like, damn, Callie Show did say that. Mm-hmm. I sure the fuck did. Fuck you. Anyway.
On to the next. Before we get in, into that, we probably should just end this episode.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not. That's all I was gonna say. That's all I'm saying. I'm gonna go talk to my therapist next time. Which I need therapy right now.
We can chat after.
It's, yeah, but yeah, no. Like seriously, change your perspective on certain things. Mm-hmm. Remember to let me know about my solo dates. Also, don't fear like. Change the perspective when it comes to growing. Because as the old people say, don't none get old, but shoes and clothes. Okay? Bitch, we don't get old. Okay? We are thriving in abundance.
Limitless.
Yes. And I need y'all to remember that every single year. So let's not fear tomorrow when we are still working on today.
That's a great way to end this.
Yeah.
Like,
Bitch!
I don't have nothing. I hate that
shit up, bro.
That was good.
Yes, ma'am.
That was good, best. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So let's remember that, okay? But until next time.
Until next time.
Bye.